I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Lunch with Leah, episode 608. And here's Leah.
Hi, everybody. 608. That means we've been doing this for 6 years. And we've got six followers, so we're doing well. Oh, my God. I had no idea. Well, there's so much going on that I can't even, honestly, my head is spinning. I just said there's the ever-ready battery and then there's the never-ready. We are the never-ready group because there's too much to do. I mean, everywhere you look, there's something to do. I'm tired of it. Are you guys tired of it? I just want to get everything done. And Jason, we've been saying that for 20 years. Let's just get everything done. And then here we go again. Let's get everything done. Okay, so what I was going to tell you was, this week, my first civilized week at home, I get RJ into the dorm, and I told you he had that rash. Oh, my God, he still has the rash. He's been on prednisone for 5 days. He's been taking Benadryl. He's been taking Zyrtex. He still has the rash. Doctor said 2 more days. When the rash goes away, then I'm going to go get him the allergy test, and we're going to see what caused the rash. But that was a scary damn thing because I started, you know, I read too much. I read everything. So I was reading through, and I saw this guy had a flesh-eating bacteria, and he had his legs amputated. I got fucking nervous. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, a panic. I just went into, you saw me last week. I was just, like, going crazy and because it was serious.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, you showed me those photos.
When they give you an EpiPen and tell you, you know, I may send you to the emergency room. Anyway, so that's what happened last week. Right when I was leaving here, I get this text from RJ. Oh, I'm at the infirmary at the school, and they may send me to the emergency room, but they're giving me an EpiPen and some medicine for this rash that Roy saw the morning before and said, yeah, you should go have it checked. If I would have seen it the morning before, I would have taken him in the car right down to the doctor and got it checked. Roy sends him to the infirmary, which he waits a day. Anyway, long story short, I got that under control this week, so that's one thing. Paul's back from next week. From vacation for 2 weeks, so that's number two off our list. And you're not going to believe what happened today. Okay, you know, I sleep late, of course. So I trot downstairs, half asleep, turn on the TV, catch all the news. I got to catch the news. And I hear this radio going, it's like a going in the background, a Spanish-speaking TV news or whatever, but it's very low. And I look around, I can't find it. I'm like, where is that coming from? I'm like, oh, I'll just turn the TV up louder. So I turn the TV up louder, and I notice Freda's not around. Her dog is in the kitchen. I go outside. No one's there. I don't know where the guy that works outside was. And I'm like, this is such a weird thing. And I look on the stove, and she's boiling those plantains that she's going to turn into a plantain. She eats a damn plantain a day. Every day a plantain. And then I made myself my little drink that I make, and I hear this rumbling in the corner. I look over. Where do you think Freda was, Jason? You're going to not believe this. You know the pad that the dog sleeps on in the kitchen? She was sleeping on that pad with the pillow with her dog, and she had the radio going in her ear. And she started crawling out of the bed with her covers and everything. She was sleeping there. I'm like, why are you sleeping on the dog's bed? And then she starts trying to tell me in Spanish, so I tape recorded it because I couldn't understand it. She's waking up, oh, I went to the doctor, and then I came, and then I was here, and I have to go to this. And I have it all in Spanish. I videoed it because I'm going to have Raymond see what in the hell she was saying. And I'm like, Freda, why are you sleeping on the floor in the kitchen on the dog's bed? She was literally out. She didn't even hear. She finally woke up when I turned the TV on blast to cut down the Spanish music or noise that I couldn't find. She was sleeping on the floor. She had her turban on, or I don't even remember, the curls in her hair. And I don't know if she slept there all night, if she came in and slept in the morning. I just don't know. I mean, I can't figure her out. And then she's shipping all this stuff down to Ecuador. She bought a $40 suitcase. So she bought two of them. I noticed them in there because she gave me the $40. She said, I'm going to pay you for the suitcases. I go, don't even worry. Put it in the kitchen drawer because they'll need petty cash anyway. She's shipping stuff to Ecuador. I go in there to see what she's shipping. I don't know how much it's going to cost to ship, but twice as much as it would cost to buy it there. And she goes, well, they don't have it there. What do you mean? I know they have it somewhere there. And so she ships she told me we needed a set of silverware, right? She saw I got it set for RJ's dorm. I saw I bring a set of silverware home. I'm like, I guess she needs it in her apartment. I don't know. So then I said, Fredo, what do you need? Where do we need the silverware? We have silverware right here. Oh, no, it's for Ecuador. The silverware weighed 15 pounds. And I'm like, you're going to send a $25 set of Target silverware to Ecuador. The freight alone is going to cost $50. I can't deal with it anymore. I honestly, Raymond's taking over the house, just so anyone wants to know. Jason's taking over the English-speaking portion. Raymond's taking over the Spanish-speaking portion, and I'm just going to lock my door. The only one that's not driving me insane is Haiti. You know, whatever. She's a worker bee. She just works, and that's it. She was wearing her mask and everything. I'm like, she has the two vaccinations. I'm like, you don't really have to wear your mask inside the house anymore if you've had your two vaccinations. She doesn't go anywhere anyway. Whatever. So there's that. And then we're still fighting with Neiman Marcus over these checks that they said I bounced. We still don't know. The bank said they never saw the checks, and Neiman said they sent the checks. Jason, you've got to get copies of those checks. Because I have a feeling Neiman's isn't giving you the copies of the checks because I have a feeling that they never deposited the checks, and they said they bounced, but they didn't deposit them. So it showed up as though I had owed it. But we have that issue we're dealing with, all because, you know, my jewelry addiction. And let's see what else is going on. Oh, my gosh. RJ's been cooking himself dinner in the dorm every night. How funny. Can you imagine? I just wonder what that's going to look like.
I figured Fredo would be
the
one over there.
Oh, she does. She cooks stuff, too, and I drop it off. And she would go over there. I said, Fredo wants to come see the dorm. And RJ goes, Mom, not now, because I know what he's thinking. She's going to come in. I'll do the laundry. I'll cook the dinner, and she'll take over, you know, because she waits on him hand and foot. And he needs to grow up and wait on himself hand and foot once in a while. I went over there yesterday to drop off more medicine and groceries and supplies, and it was deluging. So I caught a break with the rain. When I came back, my shoe broke, and I was running barefooted all over the damn thing. And then Roy Jr. had a pair of Crocs that I put on and wore out of there. And it's just like setting up another little house. We need more to do. Yeah. We need more stuff. We need more property. I told RJ, we're not buying anything. You go down in that cabana and you find some artwork that you like, because we are not buying one more physical thing. The only thing I ever plan to buy the rest of my life is going to be jewelry, because it's very small and it doesn't take a lot of space. We're throwing everything out. We're getting rid of everything. And every time I tell Freda to throw something out, because I have these placemats. And I look at these placemats, and my God, these are so old and worn out. Why do we have these placemats? They came from the Keys house. Why in the hell did they come from the Keys house? How did you know how they got there? So I said, throw these out. You know what? I found them in the bag going to Ecuador. I can't. Well, there's a lot else going on around here. You know, it's very sad what's going on in Louisiana. It's just heartbreaking. Oh, my God, those poor people. They have nothing. They have, you know, I was feeling kind of, this is how I really hate myself, because I was like, you know, these idiots, if they just can't evacuate, well, they're just idiots. Just, why aren't they evacuating? And then this woman was on there, and she was saying, you know, the security guard was on there, and he said, I met her in the elevator when he was evacuating, and he said, aren't you going to evacuate? And listen, she said, I had a choice between paying my rent and evacuating. Oh, so then not everyone can just up and evacuate.
No, I mean,
you know, we don't think about that.
It's horrible. And then even on top of that, you know, I was watching them talk about how the hospitals couldn't relocate.
Yeah.
Because all
of they can't.
Yeah, because all the other hospitals are
full
of COVID patients.
Yeah.
And things. So those hospitals that were...
And they have to stay, and the doctors have to stay.
Yeah.
I guess they're sleeping on the floors. They can't go anywhere or go home. You know, I mean, it's so sad. But I was thinking, you know, honestly, they had that airlift, you know, out of Afghanistan. They got 100,000 people out in 17 days. When there's going to be something like that, that the government should just supply evacuation, like ship them to get on the plane. We're going to send you to the military base. We're going to send you to empty out some of those jail cells where they have all those people that shouldn't be in jail for pot for 50 years, and empty out those jail cells and give them temporary housing on military bases or I don't know, call up Donald Trump. All of his hotels are empty and ask him if they can stay there. You know, philanthropy. Oh, my God. So then there's that. But I felt it was just awful because I thought about it. I was like, oh, I've been so critical to say, why aren't they evacuating? Well, not everyone can afford to. Oh, my God. Anyway, well, and good news, we have a sale going on. My God, that stuff's flying out the door. I'm going to tell you, people love that oil. This woman called in on Jeff Lewis's show. She said she uses everything. I said, what's your favorite product? And she said, I really can't pick one. And she said, the eye. And then she said this and that. And then she goes, oh, but you know, honestly, I think it has to be the oil. She said, when I started using the oil, it was just a game changer. And I realized so many people don't use oil on their face because they think their skin's already oily or they don't want to clog their pores. Well, your skin needs moisture and oil. So if you're not using moisture and oil, you're not getting the full benefit and treatment of your skin that you could be getting. So these people that used to not use oil that we're educating and we're starting to use oil, and like Shane has gotten rid of all of his blemishes and impurities and little pimples in his skin. RJ's face is completely cleared up since I started using the oil. And now I used to get resistant. He goes, oh, no, I don't want the oil now. Notice he's using that oil himself all the time because I gave him a full bottle of it, and I've noticed he's doing it. It lasts forever. It takes literally 2 to 3 drops.
Right.
It lasts forever. But I'm telling you, when we do run a sale on it, when we can get the raw ingredients cheaper because we buy it in bulk or we find a commodity dealer or something and we can get them cheaper, we pass it on. And whenever we do pass it on, it just flies out the door. It's flying out the door. Yeah. So what's our special, James? I can't see with these glasses. I forget.
The special is through Labor Day because it's Labor Day weekend, yeah. And we have 50% off of the top-selling CBD Sun Youth Cannabis Sativa oil.
Yep.
And you'll receive a free full-size face wash while supplies last. One face wash per order. So if you order 600 oils, you're only getting one face wash.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Are you stingy, cheap little thing? You should give them more. But I love this new packaging on the face wash, don't you, Jason?
Yeah.
It's so much nicer. Yeah, it's just so sleek and nice, and I love it. It's just so much more user-friendly.
Yeah, people like it, and then as you will see in the months to come, we are rolling out that same design on all the other packaging, so
we'll be
tightening everything up.
You know what? I love the this toner that's coming out. You've got to get in line for the toner. I mean, we're ordering up on it, but we're not massively ordering up on it because raw ingredients, you know, the chain supply since COVID.
Listen, it's crazy.
It's crazy. Like these lids, we couldn't get this other lid, so we went with this one. Well, this was by accident, not design, and it's better.
Yeah.
And we got lucky on that one. But there's a lot of times you won't believe what we have to do to barter and beg and trade and call people and pay up charges and pay overnight fees to get ingredients and products in. So when we get a bargain, we pass it on.
I do know that the Jeff Lewis listeners and some of the people on social media have been reaching out and asking us when the toner's coming. So I've been letting everyone know we'll have it hopefully before the holiday season. So you should see
we'll have it before then.
We're planning on it being sooner than that. But
so listen to this. Somebody sends me this. This is just so crazy. Out of the blue, somebody sends me this. It says, judge finds honest man and lets him go. In Miami, March the 12th, I don't know what year this was, it's not on here, it had to be like years ago, in the Miami Herald. Miami, March the 12th, Associated Press. Sammy Lee Fleming waited outside the Dade County Courthouse all day today, trying to turn himself in to start a 60-day jail sentence, but no one would take him. He walked out of the building a free man this evening after the judge decided that anyone who would put up with that much red tape to accept his punishment deserved a second chance. Fleming pleaded guilty several days ago to buying and receiving a concealed stolen goods. He said that he had paid some teenagers $20 for 4 stolen tires. So he was going to go to jail for 4 stolen tires at $20. His wife has a baby. He was 28 years old. His wife had just given birth to a baby, and the judge allowed him to wait until today before reporting to jail. So he got sentenced. He went home. He came back to go to jail, and no one would take him in. So when he showed up at 9:30 in the morning to start his sentence, he said that the jailers told him that they were too busy to take him in right away and to wait. So Fleming waited outside the courtroom and tried periodically to be sent to jail, but each time the jailers brushed him aside. A spokesman said later that none of the jailers involved would comment. Finally, someone noticed. Fleming was still waiting nervously outside when he was noticed by an assistant public defender, Roy Black. Black found out that Fleming was waiting for and then had been waiting to be put into jail, and he went into the courtroom and told Judge Alfonso C. Sepe, "This man deserves a chance. Anybody else would have been gone by now." The judge agreed and reduced his sentence to probation. After 9 hours in the building, a happy Fleming shook hands with Mr. Black and went home to his wife and child. And they say one person can't make a difference. Oh, this is such a sweet story. That's something I would do, too. I remember that time I picked up that guy that just got out of jail at the UPS place and took him with me, Jason, and he was smelling like booze, and I stopped, and he went and bought that beer, and I poured out half of it before I got in the car, and oh, my God. Remember that? I've taken in a lot of people. I took in another guy one time because he goes, "I'm going to be the mayor or the governor or whatever, this and that and the other." So I hired him. I felt sorry for him. He was waiting tables at one of the places in the Grove, and I took him in, and I hired him at the house to do stuff for the dogs, take the dogs to the vet, this and that. So Roy mentioned to his law partner at the time, Mark Seiden, and says, "You know, Leah's got this guy working at the house, and I don't know. You know, she met him at a restaurant, and he's doing stuff with the dogs, and, you know," and she goes, "She does that all the time. She just brings people in and takes them in like strays." And Mark said, "Well, give me the guy's name." So Roy gives him the name. The guy had a 7-page rap sheet. He was a member of one of those Black Power movements and all this other stuff. And when I found out, he had my two Dobermans in the car with him. He was in Fort Lauderdale taking them to the vet, to the woman that I got them from. And I was like, "Oh my God, what if I don't get my dogs back?" Oh my God, whatever. Speaking of dogs, this woman.
You know how kids go out with their friends and come home with the puppy? Leah goes out to dinner, comes home with the waiter.
I did. I mean, I was like, "Oh my God, he's so ambitious. He needs a break. This guy needs a break." Okay. So this Laura Robinson, who is a veterinarian in Southern California, wants us to pass on the word that she loves dogs and cats. And she's a 29-year-old veterinarian in Southern California. She has fostered and adopted almost 30 dogs on her own. That's a lot of damn dogs. I can't even handle the ones I have. And she created Instagram to help create positive change. So she wanted us to let you know if anyone needs anything with their pets or if they need a pet doctor. She's got ideas. She's got all kinds of facilities and things available to you for adopting pets. So you want to get a hold of her. It's Dr. Laura Robinson, Robinson, at the Small Animal Veterinarian. It's laurarobinsondvm@gmail.com. So she wanted us to share that so that if anybody needs help with the spading or the neutering or anything with the adopted pets, she's got resources and she's willing to help in her own
way. And what's her Instagram account on there? She wanted us to give that a shout out that people could follow.
I have Dr. Laura Robinson, DV. Oh, the Instagram, vet.10.robinson. Yeah. vet.10.robinson, Robinson.
Okay. L-O.
What's that, L-O?
What was it? Say it.
L-O.
Oh, L-O dot
Robinson. No, it's not 10. It's a small L.
Yeah,
vet.lo.robinson. Yeah. Okay, good. Well, I'm glad we clarified that. This is our translator
She's
talking.
She's doing good work. We got to make you sure we get it right.
We have a translation department here at Leah Black Enterprises, and the head of our translation department is speaking up to correct his handwriting, which was deplorable. In royal news, the Queen invested $13.1 million in offshore tax-sheltered funds into the Cayman Islands and the Bermuda. I'm very disappointed in the Queen for doing that. But they're saying she probably didn't know about it. She has people handling the money. But the government is investigating, and they found that she avoided $15 million taxes based on her ancestral heritage. So she now had to pay the taxes. She obviously didn't know because she's got handlers handling all that money. The Queen is worth $500 million, according to Forbes, in 2019. And the monarch is worth $25 billion. You know, I don't believe that. Those damn crowns are worth $500 million. Just the crowns alone.
Just the crowns.
I went to tour the jewels, and I am telling you, literally, I almost got arrested because I was thinking of sleeping there under the counter, and then while they weren't there, just getting that damn crown and running out the next day.
It was 12:05 in the morning, and they were like, Mrs. Black, we have to go home. We see our families now.
It was too heavy. And in other news, Kate and William donated $1 million to Invicta Games Foundation. Now, you know, why I'm so suspect of them, I don't know. I hope it came from a good place, and I hope that they meant well, but are they trying to repair the damage that they've done to themselves by the way they've treated their sister-in-law and their brother? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I know that he's always been involved with those games.
So. No, Harry was the one involved with the games.
Oh, you said it was...
Not William. William. William and
Harry.
Kate donated.
Oh, that's interesting.
That was interesting. Mm-hmm. Maybe I said it wrong. Whatever. In celebrity news, I ended up, oh my God, in celebrity news, you know that Connie Britton that was in White Lotus? She's in White Lotus, right? Now, she was the one that was the rich woman, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, because I get her mixed up with the wife of the other one. Yeah, I love, Tanya was my favorite.
Yeah, but she wasn't the Jennifer Coolidge character, not the big girl that was,
right.
She was the one that was married with the two girls that, and the son.
Okay, no, then it was the other one. The one that was the rich woman that was, I love her. What's her name? The one that played Tanya.
Tanya. That was Jennifer Coolidge.
Okay, Jennifer Coolidge. Okay, so listen to what she posted the other day. It was in People Magazine or somewhere. She said she ended up dating these two guys that were best friends, and she liked them both so much she couldn't decide which one she liked. So she told them that she had an identical twin, and she dated both of them for 2 weeks. And then she never, yeah, that's her. She's really pretty. And then she never said how it ended out. But I was like, that sounds like something. I mean, I wouldn't have the nerve to do it, but the idea would appear to me, you know?
Listen, I love her. And they said
I love her.
The guy that wrote The White Lotus, he actually had written an entire show specifically for her that's about a delirious
actress.
And they
actress, wouldn't greenlight
and it. HBO didn't greenlight it.
I bet they do
but
now.
I hope they do
I
now
bet
that,
they do
that
now.
This happened. Because I think they're all going to get Emmy nominations for that.
Yeah, and by the way, the other night when there's nothing on in the middle of the night, I'm flipping through, and what's the name of that dog show? The Queen of...
Best in Show.
Best in Show.
She's in that.
She's in that, too.
Yeah,
she's really does play that character profile so well. I just love her.
I love her,
oh
too.
My God.
I think she's great, and I think she's one of the most underrated actresses
she
out there.
She is underrated. And you know what? Okay, so Eddie Van Halen, I was reading just gossipy columns. Did you know that he had a pilot's license? He spoke English, Dutch, and Spanish, and held 3 guitar patents. Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, this guy was underestimated, too. I just thought he was one of those rockers.
Not only that, the whole story about in Michael Jackson's Beat It song, that guitar riff that's in the whole thing.
Oh, that's his?
He was in a studio next to where they were working on it.
Oh, I remember reading that,
too. Yeah, and he just walked in and whipped that out in 2 minutes.
I remember reading something about that.
And that was first take.
I didn't even think, I was never into that rock and roll, whatever, that electric guitar thing. So I didn't have a much appreciation for it. I think it's great that they're doing it. It's like rap. I think that's amazing that all these guys are making all this money rap. I don't have a big appreciation for it because I'm not that much into it. But if you start studying these people and looking at their biographies and who they are and what they've done. They're very talented people. Jason's on the phone. I guess someone's buying something over there. Okay, so somebody posted this. I liked this. I thought it was very nice. It's not something that I do necessarily, but I do as I say, not as I do. When you're alone, mind your thoughts. When you're with friends, mind your tongue. I don't do that one. When you're angry, mind your temper. I don't follow that one. When you're with the group, mind your behavior. I kind of do that one. When you're in trouble, mind your emotions. I don't get in trouble that much because I'm too nervous to do anything wrong. When God starts blessing you, mind your ego. Well, I don't know about that. I don't even know. I don't know that many people that I know that have huge egos don't really believe in our source. They think they are the source. Oh, in housewife news. Oh, my God. You know, I once in a while, once every 2 or 3 weeks, I scan through Instagram, and it literally takes me 4 hours because I'm so far behind. It takes me hours. This is why I don't like Instagram. It's so slow moving. Whereas Twitter, you can go through 1,000 tweets in 15 minutes and just keep going. Instagram, you get look at the picture, then you read the stuff, and then you start reading the comments. It takes too long. But in very sad news, I saw that NeNe Leakes posted that Greg is close to passing away.
Yeah, that's really horrible.
Oh, that broke my heart. I mean, you know, I mean, you know, she's quite a character, and she's got her flaws like all of them, but she's kind of out there. But, I mean, he was always just a sweetheart to everybody. He's always a gentleman and classy, and, you know, he was like a stabilizing person on that show amongst the insanity. But that broke my heart. I guess his cancer came back. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, James always texts me, oh, turn on New York, turn on Beverly Hills, because those are the only two we really watch. Well, I always forget, so I always have TiVo it late. So then I TiVo it. So then while I was TiVoing it, I start to TiVo New York, and I start to watch it for 5 minutes. I didn't want to miss Rachel Maddow. I didn't want to miss Lawrence O'Donnell. I didn't want to miss Chris Cuomo. I didn't want to miss Don Lemon, but I said, oh, watch it during commercials. I'll go back and forth. I have to tell you, I don't know. The show's jumped the shark.
Listen, it was so bad.
It's jumped the shark.
Well, you know, they cut two episodes back, and so it didn't have its full season the last minute. And I mean, they still haven't got the reunion scheduled. It's a mess.
I mean, I don't know. How did it go south so fast?
It just fell really bad.
You know, I think part of it is COVID. Remember, you know, New York is not New York anymore, so you don't have that element. Then none of these girls have storylines because they're all single. They're not married. They don't have any real storylines. There's no depth to it. It's just all a bunch of girls cutting up. I don't know. I felt bad for them because they've been there so long. I know they probably count on those paychecks. They're very entertaining over the years. They've had no problem making fools of themselves and letting people have laughs at them, and sometimes they're laughing with them and sometimes they're laughing at them, and you got to give people a little bit of kudos for that because not everybody's willing to put themselves out like that. But it was kind of sad to see. It was, there's just, I couldn't watch it anymore.
It's been unwatchable.
I tried, and then I didn't watch the whole season, but and then I TiVo'd it, and then I was going to go back in the middle of the night and try to watch it, and I just hit delete. It's like, you know, I gotta watch stuff in the news. I can't watch that.
We're like, we're getting this off the air, bringing back Salt Lake.
Yeah, let's
that's
get back.
What we're doing.
You know, I don't know. Whatever. So here's another one. This woman, I don't know if I told you this last week or not, but her roommate died of an overdose. And the roommate was charged with concealing the corpse. And she didn't want to report the one was dead because she didn't want to stop having parties. So they found a decomposed corpse.
Oh, my gosh.
At this one's room. Oh, my God. And then I just can't. Then here's another weird one. This woman sues McDonald's, complaining after watching a cheeseburger advertisement that it was so good that it caused her to break her fast during Lent. So she's suing McDonald's. Why? The judges are going to just throw her out. But it's just, why are you, you know, there is a mental health problem in this country.
If
you watch these people going in front of the school boards crazy and ranting and the Karens and everything, I don't know. And then flight attendants are taking karate classes to protect themselves from the passengers that refuse to wear a mask.
Yep.
On a Frontier assaulted three flight attendants, somebody on Frontier Airlines, and groped a couple others. And, you know, they had to tape one guy to his seat. And 85% of flight attendants said they've had at least one or more instances. 17% said they've had physical shoving instances. I mean, I'm afraid to get on a plane. I don't know. And then in the Olympics, you know, we didn't cover that last time. Last week we ran out of time. But the U.S. won 113 medals, mm-hmm. and China only won 88. So that was great. And then I noticed that Simone woman came out and said that she was having these twisting things in her head, whatever that
the
is.
Twisties.
Yeah, the twisties, before the Olympics even started.
Yeah, that's what they
so, said. You know, everyone piled on her right away, and it really irritated me when they did. I was standing up for her when everyone said, she's a loser, why is she quitting? You know, you can't do that to your team. And I'm like, do you think somebody spends their entire life trying to get to the Olympics and then just arbitrarily says, I'm not going to do that today?
Yeah.
There's more to the story, and sure enough, it came out. Now they're all backtracking, and everyone's piling on. Oh, isn't she great? And oh, congratulations, and oh, she's so strong. Really, we were all piling on before, and when you saw which way the wind blew, you went the other way. I don't like that.
No.
I don't like fair weather friends.
No.
Next. Oh, I like this story, though. This bride and groom had their wedding in Jamaica. They had the reception. It would cost them $250 a head, per couple, and a lot of people didn't show up. So you know what they did? They sent them an invoice for $250. Said, and they just said,
I wish.
Because you didn't give a call or proper note, give us a call or proper notice that you would not be in attendance at the reception for our final headcount, you can pay your balance by PayPal or Zelle $250.
So I wonder if that works the other way around. I went to a wedding in Jamaica. It was $3,000, and they split up 8 days after the wedding.
Well, it's really rude because, you know, we used to have that with the charity.
I almost sent them an invoice for the wedding because I just...
Oh, you did?
They came back, and then 8 days later, they split up, and I was like...
Well, that happened with Joe Francis's wedding. We spent all that money flying all the way down to Mexico, and he stayed married to the girl for 4 to 6 weeks, and thank God that Dom Crystal didn't come in while they were still married. It was $12,000, and it hadn't come in. And then when they got divorced, I canceled the order. I said, I saved myself $12,000 because I had bought the Amber Dom woman that's meditating, that's sitting like that, because it was perfect for his Asian flair house in Bel Air. And when someone invites you to a wedding to stay in a mansion, you know, for 4 or 5 days, and it's just the right thing to do if you can. So I went on a lemon, and then when they got divorced, I was like, thank God that didn't come. I'd have been over there asking for my gift back. But I mean, I never spend that much on a gift, but I did for him because it was such an extravagant wedding. But the whole thing was way out. I wasn't mediating who was going to get the diamond ring at the end of the deal. I told Joe, just give her the ring. Just give her the ring, Joe. And he didn't want it. They went in a big fight. It just went on and on. Oh, my God. When I think of the stuff I do, I don't know. I get in the middle. I just mind my own business, and I get in the middle of stuff. And then this parents, James sent me this. I had seen it, too. They threw out their son's porn stash. Do you know how old the son was? I didn't get the whole article. Yeah, they threw it out.
I think he was 28.
In his 20s, yeah. So they throw it out, and he sued him, and he got $30,000.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know porn was worth $30,000. I'd have been collecting it. But the truth is that that's going to be the last dollar he sees from his parents. That was short-term thinking because his parents probably would have helped him along the way, left him in their will, all these things, and he was to get even with them and been vindictive, and he was mad. They threw out the porn thing. I mean, see, there's a whole underground of weird people out there.
Throw him a bone.
Oh, God. Oh, James. But, you know, there's a whole underground world of weird people that do weird things out. I'm just so normal.
What is the thing about where they dress up in animal costumes and have this convention? I don't get that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's this thing, and they're called furries or something. And then
I don't know.
It's all crazy. There's a lot going on out there.
I don't know. I mean, dress up as an animal. I mean, I don't know. A lot of them are already animals.
That's what you all should do on a field trip one day.
Right. Well, there are a lot of animals out there probably being them true selves. So, meanwhile, remember Saran murdered Robert F. Kennedy during the primary to be the Democratic nominee back in, I mean, how many, 40 or something years ago?
Yeah.
Two of his, six children or eight, but two of the eight came out and testified at his parole hearing.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
That they thought he should be given parole. And the prosecutors did not object. So now the other six kids are appalled. They all wrote op-eds. They made public statements. They don't think that they said it changed the course of history. The world would be a different place. He shouldn't have ever killed the father. And they didn't let it go. But now, because the prosecutors didn't object, he's going before another committee. And then after that hearing, he's got 90 days. The governor has 90 days to decide, 30 days after that 90-day hearing, to decide whether to let him out. I mean, I'd like to think that I'm like a compassionate, forgiving person, but I'm not going to let a guy that murdered, premeditated and murdered a political candidate that literally changed the world forever out on jail. What are these prosecutors thinking?
I don't know. I thought that was a little shocking.
Now,
too.
I won't say anything because I don't want to go to jail, but there's a few that if they went after him, I wouldn't feel too bad about.
And we should take our commercial break. We'll be right back. And we're back.
Meanwhile, Ocean Drive, this man just sitting there, 21 years old, horrible. Eating dinner with his family. Someone walks up, shoots him. It was in the after 6:30 in the afternoon, right? And then he runs and jumps on top of him going, I did it. Danced on him.
And then told the police he was on mushrooms. That's what his
defense
is.
You can't even go outside and eat anymore because of that. And you can't go inside and eat because of COVID. I can't take it anymore.
It was just, the guy was sitting out on Ocean
Drive.
Oh, outside,
my God.
And the guy just walked up and shot
him. Just shot him.
Of him and his kids and his wife.
Oh, my God.
He was a young father.
Oh, my God. It just broke my heart. I can't take it anymore. I don't know. I just can't.
I don't know. That beach is just like...
You know, we don't go over the causeway.
I never go over there.
We don't
anymore.
Go over the causeway. You know, I mean, listen, Miami's the hottest place in the world right now for partying and people going and vacationing and this and that. But if you live in Miami, you know where not to go. And you don't go where the tourists go because you don't want any part of that scene. Now, well, there are some people that want to be part of that scene. They're there with their selfies every night. But for the most part, real people don't want to be part of that scene. meanwhile, let's see, in COVID news, oh my God, Florida, it's just 1,800 Floridians died in one day. They've had, they've had 227 deaths a day recently. They're hiding now the information and the data. Remember, they did that before, and they fired the girl, the whistleblower. Then they went and confiscated her computer, and then she suing them because she was putting out real data. Well, now they're playing with the data again. Why isn't anyone recalling DeSantis? They're recalling, you know, I mean, first of all, you need to vote no if you're in California. Do not recall Gavin Newsom. You're going to wind up with somebody like DeSantis, that crazy elder guy.
Even his own party's turning on him now.
They should turn on him. He's crazy.
He's
but
holding,
he's just
withholding
nuts.
Funds for the schools and
everything.
He's just awful.
No masks, no vaccines, no this and that. But meanwhile, I mean, you're going to wind up, you get rid of these Democratic governors, you're going to wind up with these crazy Republicans that want to prove that they can outdo the last Republican on anti-masking and anti-climate and anti-science and anti-vaccines, and you're going to wind up with a big, big mess.
And suppress all the votes they can.
And suppress the votes that they can, but so vote no on that recall in California, but I just can't believe that what DeSantis is traveling all over the country, raising money with the big political fundraisers of the Republican Party for his war chest to run for president, and we're just collateral damage down here. Mm-hmm. He doesn't care, and they're fudging the numbers to make it look like it's slowing down when it's actually speeding up. I mean,
He's selling anti-Fauci
T-shirt. Don't Fauci my Florida.
And cups and squeegees and all that stuff saying, don't Fauci my Florida.
They're saying that if you're unvaccinated, you're 29 times more likely to be hospitalized. And it costs, the U.S. has paid out in the healthcare system because of the unvaccinated people $2.3 billion just for June and July. So why can't we take that $2.3 billion that we're paying for these unvaccinated people and take care of the homeless and, you know, the single moms and preschool for kids and medical care? No, we have to spend $2.3 billion in June and July just for 2 months because of the unvaccinated people in this country. It's insane. And then a 58-year-old nail tech went into the hospital August the 1st. Her husband, an electrical engineer, they sent him home, told him he could get well at home. She put her in the hospital. The phone wasn't working properly. She didn't talk to him for a day or two. She goes home and finds him in the bed, decompressed, dead from COVID. Dead. And neither one of them were vaccinated. I don't know. It's just, then there was somebody posted this picture of a guy in a wheelchair. It says, great news. Your family has just informed us that they are praying to Jesus for you. So you are giving your respirator to someone else who does not have Jesus curing them. If you're drenched in the blood and you don't need that ventilator, we're taking it from you.
Brooke Love is commenting that the governor of Kentucky, Andy Beshear, that the Republican legislature has stripped him of all of his powers in Kentucky because of his stance on masks. And
you can no longer ever vote for a Republican. It doesn't matter, you know, it doesn't matter because they don't believe in democracy. They don't believe in voting rights. They don't believe in science. So, I mean, there were times when there were some you could vote for, but look what the legislature did. In Texas, they got rid of the abortion rights. In Texas, they're getting rid of the voter rights. In 17 states, they're getting rid of the voter rights. Now they're stripping this guy of his power. In Atlanta, they're stripping the local people of their voting. Like, if you count the votes and you certify the votes and they don't like the way it came out, they can go in and say there was fraud and they can just change it. Yep. You cannot vote for a Republican. Across the board. I mean, there are a few good ones, and I do love that Governor Hogan. I love that Governor Beshear. I do, but he's a Democrat. But, you know, there are a couple of Republican governors. But the legislature under them, if they're Republican, like you said, they're going to strip them of the power.
Well, yeah, that was, like, it was kind of shocking he got elected anyway because he is the first Democrat in years.
I'm
from Kentucky. I don't ever remember a Democrat governor growing up. But I will tell you that, you know, it's just the legislature.
Just go have a vote. Yeah. Well, what power should the governor have? None. Okay, the legislature's running the state. You can sit there in the mansion. It's just too much. I just can't. And now this Ivermectin. Toxic neurological disorder and severe hepatitis side effects. It's a livestock dewormer, and they can't keep in stock. People are taking it and winding up in the emergency room because they're having neurological disorders and severe hepatitis. So I'm not going to take an FDA-approved vaccine that millions and millions of people have taken. But I'm going to go to the livestock feed store over here, and I'm going to get this Ivermectin or whatever, and I'm going to go shoot myself up or pop those pills or whatever they do with it, and I wind up in the emergency room, and a lot of them are dying. Yeah. What is wrong with people?
What is this guy the other day I saw on the news was yelling at everybody about the vaccines, covered it from head to toe in tattoos, and I was like, so do you figure he knew what was in that ink?
Yeah, exactly.
When they did that?
Exactly.
I mean, that's 100%. My new comeback on anybody I see that says that has a tattoo.
Unbelievable.
Did you know what was in that ink when you got that tattoo?
You know, the other thing too, like they made a list. Okay, the vaccinations that have saved our lives and saved society. In 1796, smallpox. Oh. Then in 86, 85, rabies. Then in 1890, tetanus. And then typhoid fever. And then tuberculosis. Diphtheria, whooping cough, yellow fever, flu, polio, measles, mumps, rubella, chicken pox, whatever the next one, meningitis, and COVID-19. Can't you go by the facts and the science? This is all because Trump went out there in order to pound his chest. Warp speed. Instead of saying the scientists are going to develop a safe vaccine, and when it's safe, we're going to be the first in line to take it, and you should take it too. We're going to rush it through. And so now people feel like it hasn't been properly tested.
Yeah.
And so they're afraid. A lot of people, that's the reason. Other people are drenched in the blood of Jesus. And then there are the people that are just stubborn. And then there are the people that just, I live in a rural community. I'm not around anybody anyway. I mean, like, I said, just shoot me. I just with people. I don't know what to say anymore. Oh, my God. 521 people that died of COVID in one test, 13 of them were vaccinated. So 13%, 13 out of 521 died. They were all unvaccinated. The 13 all had pre-existing conditions and were vaccinated at least once. There is 140 people dying of COVID every 24 hours, and the Supreme Court decided that they would refuse to block the individual university vaccine mandate. So the good news about that is if your university wants to mandate a vaccine, they can't use a legal excuse not to. So what do? Well, we're not going to give you your funding. That's what they're doing. So the Supreme Court said, no, you cannot. If the school wants to mandate it, you can mandate it. So they're going like, okay, well, the Supreme Court may let you mandate it, but we're just going to hold back all your grants and money so the school can't function. I mean, if I had the money, I would just pay for every school teacher in the world to be able to stay home if they didn't want to go to work because of that. It's just horrible.
I mean, the amount isn't even that much. I was looking at, like, the Broward situation, and it was a little over $30,000. But, you know, when you think about the people that like the people on the board, the salaries for the board members, that's what I was talking about. You know, those people probably don't make a lot anyway, and that's probably, they probably have kids.
So let me get this straight. So in Broward, they need $30,000 is being withheld?
That's what would have been, the board members would have, their collective salary would have
and
been.
And they're not going to get it?
And they are holding that back right now. But the board members said they didn't care if that's what happened because the...
We should research that. If it's only $30,000, we should pay it.
Somebody should just step up and pay it.
I mean, I might. If we research it, I might. Because it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Get the booster shot. We all got our booster shots. You can get it at 5 months. We're recommending it 5 months now. Good. And in Texas, they're having pop-up tents, and they're driving in those big freight trucks that are got ice on them and putting that at turn like temporary morgue, pop-up morgues.
Yeah.
We have pop-up morgues. Pop-up morgues. You know, we're supposed to go to Texas. We're supposed to take RJ. We canceled the last trip. We're supposed to go the middle of October. I have a feeling we're going to be canceling this trip, too. Because can you get on an airplane and go through the airport from Texas, from Florida to Texas, and then from Texas to Florida, the two worst states in the country?
Yeah.
I don't see how it's safe to fly. I mean, at least if you're flying, like, from L.A. to New York, they're both being very careful, or L.A. to Boston, you know, I don't know. There are 134...
A lot of people are flying, I know that.
134,500 cases over the last seven-day period. And I don't know. I just don't know what to say. What is wrong with people? We have more cases now than we did in Florida in all of 2020.
During the pandemic, we have more now than we did because of that. And it's my next door neighbor, she's a nurse, and she was telling me this week that you're right about the people that it is hitting are the crossovers that have like pre-existing conditions.
Yeah, or only had one shot.
Or the people that just didn't get vaccinated.
Or they got the one shot and didn't do the series.
And she says that it's awful because she works the emergency room, and then they're all begging for the vaccine, and it's too late.
I want the vaccine. Sorry, honey, you're dying in the next 3 days.
Yeah.
You know, this one, someone posted, and I love this one. People who think the COVID vaccine will modify their genetic makeup should welcome the opportunity.
That's good. That's a good one.
And then that Lollapalooza event.
Step up.
Lollapalooza event. Massive amounts of people because of it. Massive amounts that created a whole new wave of it. And then DeSantis' percentage, his popularity has gone to 44%. Chris is at 45, so I'm supporting Chris. But it doesn't matter because he doesn't have his eyes on Florida. He has his eyes on the prize.
Yep.
So he's out. Marco Rubio, all these people are dropping dead in Florida. Where is he? He's in Iowa.
All of the Republicans are out
running for president, and Florida is sitting here dying, putting pop-up shops out for vaccines. I mean, and for
damage.
A hospital, that's all we are. I just can't. So this is an interesting, you know how much I cannot stand Donald Trump. So I was just going to notice that someone put this out, and I just want to remind people, if you can criticize Biden all you want, but this is what we were dealing with. The first president in 28 years not to serve a second term, the first president in 45 years not to release any of his tax terms, the first president in 89 years to lose the presidency, the House, and the Senate in a single term, the first president in 102 years to allow more than 120, no, at this point 600, that was 120, now it was over 600,000 people to die in an outbreak, the first president in 129 years to lose the popular vote twice, the first president in 152 years to boycott his successor's inauguration. Does anybody have a pacifier? The first president ever to fail to hit a 50% approval rating at any point during his presidency. The first president ever to accuse his preceding president, not being an American. Remember that whole thing, Barack? He's not an American. And then the first president to ever be elected with the help from a foreign nation. I'm losing my mind. The first president ever to be impeached twice. The first president ever to have a number of their own party vote for conviction in an impeachment trial. The first president ever to have an arrest warrant issued against him by a foreign nation. Oh, my God. The first president ever to refuse to concede defeat. The first president ever to fail to ensure a peaceful transfer of power. The first president ever to actively incite a terrorist attack against his own government. That's what we came off of. So you have to think how Biden has his hands so full.
Yeah.
He walks into a situation where people are dying by the minute from COVID. Trump couldn't even get PPE out to hospitals. At least Biden's been able to vaccinate hundreds of millions of people. Trump couldn't drop ship face mask to hospitals.
Yep.
Can you imagine him keeping temperature-controlled vaccines and medical professionals lined up and executing that many people to be in that short amount of time vaccinated? Mm-hmm. Couldn't have happened. Then Trump knew he was losing the election. His last day in office was January 20th, so he sets up Biden where he signs in a deal with the Taliban that we have to be out by May 1st. That would have given Biden 60 days to get out all those people and turn over the keys that Trump surrendered Afghanistan to the Taliban. So a lot of people are criticizing Biden. He didn't get everybody out. He got 98% of Americans out. There's between 100 and 200 Americans there. They gave them 17 emails, text, and communications beginning in March to get out of the country, and they didn't get out. And then at the last minute, when the Afghanistan government just turned over everything to the Taliban, then they wonder why everything was so chaotic, because everyone was now in a panic. They thought they had time to get out. They didn't. Why did they turn everything over, the Afghanistan's turn everything over to the Taliban? Because Trump negotiated a signed deal with the Taliban that we're going to give you the country come May the 1st, and he didn't even include the Afghan government in the deal.
So he invited them to Camp David
during Thanksgiving. He wanted to have tea at Camp David. So if I'm an Afghan sitting there with arms, and I know that Trump has already promised in writing the country's going to go to the Taliban, I've got to sit there and go, do I want to fight the Taliban, who they've already given the country to, and risk my life and my family's life, or do I just want to, you know, just try to make peace around here and try not to die? And you can't blame these people for, you know, being put in that horrible situation. At the same time, when you think about getting that many people out, I mean, I was even like, you know, Biden, don't make that deadline. Don't make that deadline. Extend that deadline. I see now why he did it. We were all sitting ducks getting into the airport.
Yeah, no, that's
and
right.
They had no choice.
They hate us. If they thought it could just blow us all up at once.
Yeah, the longer that we stayed there leaving the airport, the more suicide bombs that we were risking more people dying. So they were like, we have to just get everybody we can out. We get out and we go back and try to get the people that didn't want out. But the other factor to consider is, because of Stephen Miller and Donald Trump, all those people that qualified for visas that could have been pre-approved were put on hold and ignored and denied. So when Biden came into office, he had hundreds of thousands of Afghan interpreters and people that had worked with us that qualified to get out of the country, but they didn't have their visas. So they had to vet all those people. Then they're complaining, well, they're all coming over here as terrorists. Well, we're trying to vet them, but you stopped the vetting process. You stopped the processing of the paperwork. So now we're in a crunch to try to do it overnight. They went from doing it in 18 months to doing it in 8 days on some of them, and they're flying them to other countries until they can thoroughly vet them. But, I mean, he left a horrible situation, and there was just no, I mean, I now see why they didn't want to stay, because we would have had more suicide bombs and more people would have died. On the other hand, it breaks my heart for all these women and children, that especially people at 20 and 30 years old, because they only knew that life the last 20 years. They only knew of a peaceful possibility of a better life. But I mean, can you imagine President of the United States meeting with the president of the Taliban, or the head of the Taliban, that he let out of a prison camp? He let 5,000 Taliban
prisoners,
terrorists basically, terrorists. Out of jail, then negotiated a deal with them, and then wanted to invite them to Camp David until everyone went crazy and said, you can't do that. And now he surrendered to the Taliban and gave Biden 3 months to sort it out and get everybody out of there, 20-year war. I mean, it was a bad situation. It was handed over. If they really were planning on getting out of there by May, the Trump administration should have processed all the visas and started getting people out of there 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And little by little, under the radar, just getting people out of there. So now I've got to go in the hard way and try to get people out. It's heartbreaking. It's just, I can't. I don't know. I just can't.
We just had one of your faithful listeners and watchers every week. I'm going to get her name wrong. M. Gabby B. Anyway, she was just letting us know. Page Six just reported Greg Leake's passed the second.
Oh, I hate to hear that, Age but 66. You know, as expected. Oh, rest in peace, Greg. You know what? I'm glad he passed, because just get it. I mean, like, if you're that close, you're miserable, you don't know what's going on, you don't feel good, the whole family, it's like he's at peace. He's just finally at peace. I mean, once you get to that point, it's just time to let it go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's heartbreaking. I really do feel sorry. He was one of the sweetest guys on TV ever.
Yeah. Everybody liked him.
Everybody liked him. He didn't get into the fighting, and he always tried to calm everything down, and, you know, that's very sad. Well, thank you for letting us know. Sorry.
Oh, and I got her name right.
You got her name? Good for you.
I got it right. So.
So Charlie Crist is ahead several points of DeSantis, and Nikki Fried's also ahead of DeSantis, but I'm going to vote for Charlie Crist. DeSantis has got a 27% favorable rate regarding the vaccine. That means one out of three people. Those one out of three people, they're the ones that are holding the rest of us hostage. It is. They called it the epidemic of the unvaccinated. That's exactly what it is. Meanwhile, the Dominion lawsuit is going to continue, and did you see? I can't.
Oh my gosh! Not only that, did you see that the MyPillow guy? Did you see?
Yes.
He sold his jet. He said today to help fund the Dominion. Dominion lawsuit, which means he's probably got a.
Well,
because
the
jet was probably was owned by the company, I'm sure.
Yeah, but the most he's going to get for a jet is going to be $50 million, okay? Even let's say it's a G6, okay? Maybe $60 million. That lawsuit, they're suing him for billions and billions of dollars. The guy's a wackadoodle. Sidney Powell's a wackadoodle. When the judge says all of you deserve to be disbarred and reprimanded, every lawyer involved in this sham of this election was rigged, all of you need to go back to school and take classes. I mean, that should shut down this whole myth of this rigged election.
They started pressing her on it.
I saw that. She walked out. Yeah, and then the Westchester condominium dumped Trump's name. Did you see that? And let's see, what else are we going to tell you about that? When we have the voter suppression, don't let them do it. Vote, vote, and vote, and vote, and vote. And I just can't believe, I hate to say this too, I'm going to get a lot of slack, but I don't think Governor Cuomo was treated fairly. I think they all piled on. Those girls had those complaints for years. They wait till one comes out and they all pile on. They may all be telling the truth. We don't know. But his team was never able to cross-examine them. And that's the part of it that's off for me. I'm going to say they're all telling the truth, then let them cross-examine them. But if you can't cross-examine a witness, you really don't know if they're telling the truth, if they're embellishing it, what their motive is. So I just don't think he got a fair trial. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that he's not guilty, and I'm not saying the consequences maybe were or were not, you know, whatever. But they're going to wind up with a fucking Republican governor that's going to pardon Trump and his kids and Giuliani and the rest of them if they're not careful.
Yep.
I just feel that if you're going to accuse somebody, they have the right to sit face-to-face with their counsel and cross-examine you, and you have to prove without a reasonable doubt that they did what you're accusing them of. And he never had that opportunity because everyone just piled on.
Yeah.
just piled on. And the one that irritated me the most is Christian Gillibrand, who piled on about Al Franken, a comedian. He was just a comedian cutting up. Yeah. She was the first one to stand up and want him gone. You know, so I just didn't think he was treated fairly. Whether he did it, didn't do it, I don't know, because I didn't read all the documents, I didn't meet any of the people, and I didn't interview them, I don't know. But whether he did or didn't do it, he had the right to a fair trial. I don't feel like he got it. I feel like it was a political piling on, a political hit job. And I know people are going to say, well, people from his own party. Well, yeah, because the Democrats do want to hold people to account, and they do have standards, and they do want to hold people to those standards. I agree with all of that. But you still got to give people a fair trial. So that was that. And so I guess we're done. Let me see. Oh, by the way, Trump raked in $75 million in 2021 so far to help with the voter audit and hasn't spent a dime on the voter thing. He's stockpiling it. Oh, my God. So I want you guys to give thanks. We got to start giving thanks every day. You know, just so you know, every time an order comes in here, when we pack it up, we give thanks. Every time it comes across my computer desk, I give thanks. We give thanks for everything. Yep. So give thanks, and we will see you next week.
Thank you all. Have a nice Labor Day. Don't forget about our special on LeahBlack.com.
LeahBlack.com.
And we will see you
next week. Oh, I got to tell you, I'm going to see Lieutenant Alex Vindman and his wife Friday.
Oh, great. Yay! So we'll have a new story for that next week.
Okay. All right.
Thank you all. Have a nice week. Bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.